at ease and in harmony. Sometimes when you are sitting, like tonight, you may feel hot or cold, discomfort or ease, stiff or loose, heavy or light, sometimes startled. The mind may feel as if it were sinking or floating. It may seem dull or sharp. Sometimes you can see outside the room or inside the body or the forms of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Sometimes you may believe that in this moment you have attained wisdom and now thoroughly understand all the sutras and commentaries. These extraordinary conditions sometimes arise. Just keep body and mind at ease and deportment in harmony. This is actually quite a deep teaching. Quite an important and profound teaching in the Zen way. And it might be helpful to just take a little time with it, to unpack it and think about it. Think about how it might apply to practice. It begins by acknowledging that life includes all these different states of mind, states of body, suffering and ease. This is what it is to be a human being. Sitting here tonight, I don't know what your experience has been, but it's pretty warm. And maybe that feels uncomfortable. There was screaming outside the window earlier tonight that was startling. And perhaps you were startled. Perhaps even concerned, and you might have seen little mind states arise. This is what happens to us in life, of course. We drive along the road, and someone cuts us off, or there's a long line of traffic, and we're sitting in it, and we watch our mind state arise. It's no different on the cushion. What's different is that we don't actually respond in the moment. Well, of course we would if we knew somebody were getting hurt or something like that. But in our practice, while we sit here, we watch these mind states arise and we watch circumstances change. And we don't react. And this is really the heart of Zen practice. In a way, we're learning to be less reactive. We're learning to bear witness to the joys and suffering of our own heart minds. And because our own heart minds are vast and deeply connected to the world in the most profound and intimate way, we are also bearing witness to the joy and suffering of the world. Our bodies are connected to the environment in such profound ways. We breathe the air. We eat the food that grows of the earth and rain and sky. And these are just the obvious ways. Our consciousness is made of the sounds that we hear, honking in the horns or peaceful birds chirping, whatever it may be. We are so profoundly vulnerable to the state of the world. And if the state of the world appears to us to be in distress, we will feel it. And when we come to the cushion, it's not like these things just stop. Our goal in practice is not repression. And our goal in practice is not escape. We are bearing witness to what is present. We are opening our hearts, opening our minds. A great deal of effort can be spent by people who are trying to protect themselves from being vulnerable. This energy goes into building walls around properties and nations. And often, this desire to protect oneself and escape from the world causes great suffering to others. That is not our goal. We are here learning to bear witness and watching compassionately whatever arises. And this means beginning with ourselves. As we sit on the cushion, we practice bearing witness to our own heart-mind. Now, as we sit, we may notice that there are thoughts and feelings arising in us. It's interesting to notice that, of course, there's not anything really in sitting itself that is causing the churning up of our mind and of our heart. And in a way, what this does, it's like staring at a blank wall. You can't say the blank wall is causing your suffering. So we begin to own our experience in this way. We begin to see, this is what is present for me. Without distracting ourselves by running, dashing to the refrigerator, dashing to the television, picking up the phone, getting distracted quickly, we just stay with it. If it's anxiety, we watch anxiety. If it's sadness, we bear witness to sadness. If it is happiness and joy, then we soak in that happiness and joy. This is the great heart of compassion. This is the Bodhisattva way. And as we learn to bear witness to our own joys and sorrows, we begin to see how deeply connected those joys and sorrows are to the joys and sorrows of the world. We begin to realize how vast our heart is. This is quite a profound experience, to begin to see into our boundless nature, to begin to see the boundaries between self and other fall away. Quite subtle often, a sense of a bird song being in your own heart, and quite beautiful and lovely. Also somewhat scary to be so vulnerable to the world. But there's a reason for this practice. Above and beyond our own gaining insight into our true nature and awakening to things as they actually are, the motive is to save all beings. And so we have the end of the chant. Do not use the way to make yourself important. Remain always in great compassion and dedicate the limitless power of Zazen to all beings. Maintain the vow to realize awakening and just sit. To dedicate our practice to all beings. So I'm happy to report that I do believe that there is this side effect of practice, which is, for me, that while sitting, we can touch into a deeper part of ourselves. We might call it interconnectedness. Or we might call it no self at all. And this is actually quite a relief because so much of our time is spent in self-concern. That to let go of self-concern is an enormous relief. and we begin to awaken to the way things are. The openness, the boundlessness of presence that includes all beings throughout space and time. And in this way, our own mind state begins to just feel like part of the landscape. Thoughts come and go, like everything. And maybe we begin to care about something more than our own mind state, our own experience. We find a seed of compassion ripening through our sitting into this great care for all beings. Because we are all beings, each of us, always manifesting the Buddha nature. This profound intimacy with the world, with the universe. Starlight shining in our eyes. This great love grows out of practice. This great love for the world. So it's funny how sometimes we come to Zen seeking change in our own personal mind state. And what we get is so much more. So back to the encouragement of this really beautiful chant. Different mind states will come and go. Sometimes we will feel frustrated or anxious or perturbed. Different bodily states come and go. This is part of our practice. Bearing witness without being overly moved. Just compassionately bearing witness. This practice of doing nothing in response while we're on the cushion helps us realize our true nature. And rather than needing to control our particular mind state, we develop a more compassionate relationship with ourselves and with the world. And this is a beautiful thing expressed in our vow. Our vow to practice for all beings, to practice as all beings. All beings residing in our hearts, that sense of care and love nourished through this awareness, through this insight. Thank you.